Arkusz egzaminacyjny numer 3. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Can I help you?
Yes, I've got a terrible headache, a cough and a temperature. I really think I need some antibiotics.
Have you got a prescription?
No.
I'm sorry, but I can't give you any antibiotics without a prescription. You must first go and see your doctor. For the time being, I can only give you some painkillers and some syrup.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Can I help you?
Yes, I've got a terrible headache, a cough and a temperature. I really think I need some antibiotics.
Have you got a prescription?
No.
I'm sorry, but I can't give you any antibiotics without a prescription. You must first go and see your doctor. For the time being, I can only give you some painkillers and some syrup.
Tekst drugi.
What have you read for the exam?
Not much, I'm afraid. Just some poetry and a few novels.
But you've got the test in 2 weeks' time.
I know, but I like to stick to my reading plan.
Your reading plan?
Yes, I read the biggest books a long time ago. So now I only have to read the short stories and the poems. It's a piece of cake.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What have you read for the exam?
Not much, I'm afraid. Just some poetry and a few novels.
But you've got the test in 2 weeks' time.
I know, but I like to stick to my reading plan.
Your reading plan?
Yes, I read the biggest books a long time ago, so now I only have to read the short stories and the poems. It's a piece of cake.
Tekst trzeci.
Are you excited about the journey?
Yes, but it will be my first time and I'm a bit scared.
Really? You haven't flown before?
I have used many different means of transport, ferries, trains. I've even ridden on camels and elephants, but I have never flown in a helicopter.
Don't worry. I'm sure everything will be fine. Flying is one of the safest ways to travel.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Are you excited about the journey?
Yes. But it will be my first time and I'm a bit scared.
Really? You haven't flown before?
I have used many different means of transport, ferries, trains. I've even ridden on camels and elephants, but I have never flown in a helicopter.
Don't worry. I'm sure everything will be fine. Flying is one of the safest ways to travel.
Tekst czwarty.
Can you help me to fill in this form, please?
Of course. Is there something you don't understand?
It's not that. I broke my finger recently and only had the plaster taken off yesterday. My thumb still hurts and I can't write with my right hand.
No problem. I will complete it for you. But you will have to sign it once your hand is better.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Can you help me to fill in this form, please?
Of course. Is there something you don't understand?
It's not that. I broke my finger recently and only had the plaster taken off yesterday. My thumb still hurts and I can't write with my right hand.
No problem. I will complete it for you. But you will have to sign it once your hand is better.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm not really into sports, but that match was fascinating. Not only because of the three goals that were scored, but also because of the goalkeeper who saved two penalties. Moreover, one of the strikers scored one of the goals from a free kick. Amazing!
Wypowiedź druga.
It was this year's final tournament and two megastars, the greatest rackets on the court, were facing each other in the Australian Open. Can you imagine it? The two top players in the world playing against one another. If only you could have sat and watched all of those perfect serves, backhands and forehands. It was pure pleasure to watch.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I took my three-year-old son, Michael, to a match. He was very excited because after the second set, I had promised to let him have a closer look at the court. He wanted to know why the net was so high or why the ball wasn't allowed to hit the ground during play. My close friend, who's from the team we were supporting, tried to explain the rules to him. But when Michael was sitting and listening to him describing the attacks, blocks and digs, my child went and fell asleep.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
When we finally got there, it turned out that we had seats right by the ice rink. As far as I was concerned, it was not only a sports competition, it was also an amazingly spectacular performance. Several beautifully dressed skating pairs performed a series of jumps, spirals, and other incredible moves on the ice. The male skaters frequently would lift their partners up above their heads, and the whole performance was accompanied by the most beautiful music. It was really worth seeing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm not really into sports, but that match was fascinating. Not only because of the three goals that were scored, but also because of the goalkeeper who saved two penalties. Moreover, one of the strikers scored one of the goals from a free kick. Amazing!
Wypowiedź druga.
It was this year's final tournament and two megastars, the greatest rackets on the court, were facing each other in the Australian Open. Can you imagine it? The two top players in the world playing against one another. If only you could have sat and watched all of those perfect serves, backhands and forehands. It was pure pleasure to watch.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I took my three-year-old son, Michael, to a match. He was very excited because after the second set, I had promised to let him have a closer look at the court. He wanted to know why the net was so high, or why the ball wasn't allowed to hit the ground during play. My close friend, who's from the team we were supporting, tried to explain the rules to him. But when Michael was sitting and listening to him describing the attacks, blocks, and digs, my child went and fell asleep.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
When we finally got there, it turned out that we had seats right by the ice rink. As far as I was concerned, it was not only a sports competition, it was also an amazingly spectacular performance. Several beautifully dressed skating pairs performed a series of jumps, spirals, and other incredible moves on the ice. The male skaters frequently would lift their partners up above their heads, and the whole performance was accompanied by the most beautiful music. It was really worth seeing.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
On the 10th of June, we went on a visit to the Palm House. This time, we didn't learn about plants as we had during our last visit, but about some small birds from the tit family. We learnt not only about where and how they eat, but also how long it takes them to crack open seeds. We used various household items that work in the same way as the bird's beak do, because we wanted to learn about which types of seeds they eat. We had great fun trying to pick up different seeds with cooking utensils. In many ways, it was the funniest part of our visit in the Palm House. Now, we are looking forward to going there for another visit in the autumn.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
On the 10th of June, we went on a visit to the Palm House. This time, we didn't learn about plants as we had during our last visit, but about some small birds from the tit family. We learnt not only about where and how they eat, but also how long it takes them to crack open seeds. We used various household items that work in the same way as the bird's beak do because we wanted to learn about which types of seeds they eat. We had great fun trying to pick up different seeds with cooking utensils. In many ways, it was the funniest part of our visit in the Palm House. Now, we are looking forward to going there for another visit in the autumn.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What's the matter?
Wypowiedź druga.
It's too spicy. I think you've added too much chili.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I thought you weren't coming.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Can I help you, sir?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What's the matter?
Wypowiedź druga.
It's too spicy. I think you've added too much chili.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I thought you weren't coming.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Can I help you, sir?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.